And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence Show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And also going over to Free FM, our friends over there in Kirikirira on 89.0. Coming out of the Tron, going throughout the Waikato, and it's been quite a lovely winter's morning here in Whanganui today. I hope it is wherever you are, if that's tuning in live on one of those stations or streaming from anywhere around the world or listening back on a podcast or in the archives or however way you take. And today, later on in the show, we're going to be having a looking at how agriculture has been left out of the emissions trading scheme, the exemption, pros, cons and contradictions around this sort of thing. So we're going to be delving into that a bit later on in the show. Meantime, we'll go through some public service announcements, weather, gardening to do, stuff like that. And the music mostly today will be, if not all of it, most of it will be from Martin Phillips, who passed away a couple of days ago, one of my favourite New Zealand musicians, so we'll be playing a lot of stuff from him and his various guys over the years. When we're going to start with this one off the album Brave Worlds called Rain by The Chills. Rain by The Chills there. And now we're going to do some weather here on the Over the Fence show. And there's a lot of variety in the weather today across Aotearoa as the wintry changes in the south continues to move up the eastern side of the South Island into the lower North Island, while mild northerlies carry on at the top of the nation. Low pressure remains centre over the Tassie, surrounded by high pressure keeping it all in place, but slowly nudging it all northwards. This means a cold portion of the airflow moves into the North Island over today, tonight and further into Thursday in a weakened state. Snow is most likely in the eastern ranges and ranges of the South Island and will ease and clear further south, and rain and showers to sea level continue, but also ease in the southwest skies, drying out ahead of incoming high pressure. Our rain and showers moving to the lower North Island today with, with the colder airflow and a dusting of snow possibly on the ranges, and this moves northward tonight. And it's Thursday with the coldest air in the eastern side of the North Island up to the East Cape. Also today, there's going to be sunny areas in the south of the South Island, the west coast, and some parts of the North Island, like around here so far. Mixing with areas of rain or showers. And looking at the map, yes, big sort of swirling low, I guess, out, like I just mentioned, the Tassie sort of blowing this way over pretty much Auckland down to Canterbury, kind of with a few little patches here and there in between. And in the Waikato this week, what are we looking at? We are looking at, they're expecting some rain today, 9.7 mils, but I can't really see it out there at the moment. It might come later on, maybe. I hope not too soon. I've got washing on the line and the house will open and things like that. But tomorrow is going to be cloudy. Friday, sunny spells, but mostly cloudy. Saturday, mostly sunny, but a little bit of cloud. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, yeah, again, cloudy, a little bit of sun. Not much chance of rain apart from today, they say. 15 degrees high today. Then 13, 14 for basically the rest of the week, and nighttime temperatures 9 tonight. 7 tomorrow night, then between 6 and 7 for pretty much the rest of the week. And the winds are easterly today, southeasterly tomorrow, east southeasterly day after that, easterly Saturday, east southeasterly again Sunday, then southerlies on Monday, then southwest, west southwest. So pretty much from around the same quarter for most of the week coming up. The humidity today is 97%. And the sunrise this morning at 22 past 7 and will set at 5.33 this evening. And the length of visible light is 11 hours and 6 minutes. And the actual day length is 10 hours and 10 minutes. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 44 seconds longer than it is today. And the moon is a waning crescent, 15% illuminated, and will rise at 3.49 in the morning and set at 3 past 1 in the afternoon. All right, so there's some weather. And now I'm going to play, I'll come back with some public service announcements, probably after this one, which is going to be House with 100 Rooms by The Chills, again off the Brave World album. house with 100 rooms there by the Chills. And now we're going to do some gardening to-dos here on the Over the Fence show. And if you are where I usually go gardening by the moon, seems to have disappeared. So I'm going to have to look at a new one for that one. So I won't bring you that one today, folks, but I will bring you these things. And what can we plant? July and pretty much August. It's tomorrow, isn't it? Yes, last day of July today. So you can sow seeds for these things: beetroots, lettuces, mustard greens, parsnips, peas, radishes, shallots, snow peas and spring onions, and your strawberries are from seeds, or you can plant your strawberry plants. Coming into August, you can sow the seed or bring it to the pots, the artichokes, a few of those grown at home at the moment, asparagus, beetroot, cabbage, Cape gooseberry, capsicums, chili peppers, kohlrabi, leeks, lettuce, mint, mustard greens, onion, parsnips, peas, radish, rocket, shallots, snow peas, spring onions, strawberries, sunflowers, thyme, tomato and watermelon. So yes, you can the link to that list, folks, you can sort of pick up that we are coming out of winter and getting ready for spring. If it doesn't feel like that already to you. A few other things, might be a couple of double-ups here, but also not, is apples, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, cyclamen, feed jars, forget-me-nots, garlic, gladiolus, lettuce, lily, mesclun, onions, parsley, parsnips, peas, peaches, pears, plums, radish, raspberries, rose, silver beet, spinach, and strawberries. So there's some gardening to-dos for now. And I'm going to come back with some public service announcements probably after this one, and this one is going to be it's actually a Clean song called Tally Ho, but I think the very famous keyboards in the song were actually played by Martin Phillips, who was playing with David Kilgour and them in the early days of the Clean and on and off through his career. So here's Tally Ho by the Clean. By the Clean there. And just got a little bit sidetracked, folks. So I'll play one more song and then I'll come back with some public service announcement. This one's going to be Wet Blanket by the Chills, which after the show here, Was it in Town Hall, I think, a year or two ago by the Chills, when they were all sitting around signing stuff. I always remember this lady came up and said, yeah, man, there's one song that really put me through some dark times and that. And I remember Martin Phillips asking her which one was that one. And she said, Wet Blanket, which is this one. That was Wet Blanket there by the Chills. And we've got these public service announcements here now on the Over the Fence show. And Mike and the good people up there at the Community House have got the Koha Kai on, as they do every Wednesday over the winter months. And I was just in there before, and it is pumpkin soup and Arawena bread up there today. No dessert this time, but they usually do have dessert up there. So good on you up there, the good people up there at the Community House. And, yep, you can go in there and have a free feed and a chat with the folks there, or if you can't afford it, drop a bit of Koha, and that's all good. And also up there today outside, the Community House is free digital help. There's Dora, sort of Annie Bussy thing parked outside, so you can drop in there to get tech help with your smartphone or tablet, support with your health app, and tips for staying safe online. And that's their tool about 4 o'clock today outside the Community House. So Dora, digital on-road access to help you with your digital needs. And also, as I was driving in today, I saw Steve Rickard with the Toko Tane caravan and ute parked outside the museum or iHub down there on Wainui Road, just at the bottom of town. And he was on the show there a few weeks ago, if you remember. So that's a great one for men to stop in and have a chat with him about, you know, what was going on for them. So, yeah, that's outside the museum or iHub down at the start of Wainui Street, this end of the Wainui Street. And so, yeah, go down there and stop in there for a chat. And John versus men's group is, or men's circle, either is not tonight. It's next Wednesday. So I think I said it last week. Yeah, so it's every second Wednesday. So, yep, next Wednesday, John versus men's circle or group will be there, but not tonight. And as always, Jasmine has put out the Arawa seed stand outside the entranceway to the town hall. free seeds and potting mix and containers and things like that to get into the garden. Good time for growing seeds and that around at the moment. And I think that's all I can think of at the moment for public service announcements for your listening pleasure today. So I'm going to play another song here now called Singing in My Sleep off the Submarine Bells album by The Chills.
Singing in my sleep, away from the wise for the mindless.
My Sleep there by The Chills. And we're going to start looking at now the ETS and the emission for farmers from that by the current government. And we'll start from the start, which is probably here. So this comes from RNZ. Farmers have been given more time before they start paying for emissions as the coalition replaces He Waka Eke Noa with another working group. The coalition has confirmed it will keep agriculture out of the emissions trading scheme, the ETS, as promised ahead of the election, scrapping the sector-led group, He Waka Eke Noa, and setting up a new pastoral sector group to constructively tackle biogenic methane. The government will amend the Climate Change Response Act to remove agriculture, animal processors and fertiliser companies from entering the ETS next year. The 2025 provision was a backstop created by the previous government to give agricultural groups an incentive to agree on a way to price farming gases outside the ETS. The coalition has said it will invest $400 million over the next 4 years to accelerate the commercialisation of tools and technologies to reduce on-farm emissions. Agricultural Minister Tom McClay said, "Part of our commitment to the sector, we are scaling up funding for the New Zealand Agricultural Greenhouse Gas Research Centre, where an additional $50 million will be invested over the next 5 years in projects to find solutions to reduce the sector's emissions, which include the development of a methane vaccine, a project to breed lower emission cattle, and accelerating the work on methane and nitrous oxide inhibitors." What else can I maybe bring out of that one? Said McClay said, "New Zealand farmers are some of the world's most carbon-efficient food producers. And he also said, this government is committed to meeting our climate change obligations without shutting down Kiwi farms. It doesn't make sense to send jobs and production overseas where less carbon-efficient countries produce the food the world needs. So there's a few little things there. I want you to remember specifically that one he just said there where the government's committed to meeting our climate change obligations without shutting down Kiwi farms and things like that. Also, I'll bring you this as well. Associate Minister of Agriculture Andrew Hoggard said it was critical domestic efforts to cut emissions didn't harm our local agricultural sector, saying agriculture's backbone of our economy and maintaining its profitability is pivotal to boosting our GDP, raising standards of living and providing the high quality public services Kiwis deserve. And so, in response to that, Chloe Shawbrook from the Greens, Green Party co-leader she is, climate delay is the new denial. Today's announcements from the government that it will shred progress on the agricultural emissions pricing, just the latest episode of disregard for our climate and environment. And she adds, meanwhile, farmers on the ground are among those hit first and worst by climate change, which is also... Yes, quite possibly a reality. So this is first, but I'll come back with more on this topic and, you know, what this decision might or might not lead to as the show goes by. But I'm going to play for you now a song, again by The Chills, off the same album, Submarine Bells, called Effloresce and Deliquesce. Effloresce and Deliquesce there by The Chills. And following on from the ETS exemption, here's another piece out of RNZ. Farmers warn customers, voices getting louder for action. And farmers have been told if they snooze when it comes to reducing emissions, they'll lose. Rabobank Chief Executive Todd Charteris made the comments at the Primary Industry Summit down the capital last Tuesday. Oh, when was that, actually? No, a couple of Tuesdays. I don't know. Start of the month. And the Rural Lender has just released a new paper titled Maintaining Our Emissions Edge, aimed at helping New Zealand's 50,000 farmers in their wider agri-sector with the transition to producing more food with a smaller emissions footprint. Charter said while the government has removed agriculture from the emissions trading scheme and got rid of the group working a price on farm emissions, global customers still want products with a lower footprint. There are voices at the table that are getting louder. These are the voices of customers, the increasing expectations of the world's most powerful food processing and marketing companies, and voices from the wider supply chain, including investors who also face significant regulatory pressures to minimise scope 3 emissions. He adds, a review by Chapman Tripp found that over 80% of New Zealand's exports are headed to countries with mandatory climate-related disclosures that are either in force or on the way. Charteris adds, on top of this, free trade agreements were increasingly loaded with enforceable obligations on emissions and other sustainability targets. He also adds, the sector has been given a regulatory breather, but it needs to use that wisely. And I'll also add, at face value, New Zealand's 50,000 farmers and many in the wider food and agriculture sector now have an expanded window of opportunity to transition their businesses to a lower carbon future. However, it will be unwise for farmers and the government to just bank this time during their respite. And instead, we need to prepare for the journey ahead to reduce emissions from New Zealand agriculture. And I'll finish with this. Well, you said the country needed to create a national on-farm emissions measurement tool, as there are currently too many calculators and groups working on the same thing. You said farmers who are working to reduce emissions needed to be rewarded with incentives and price premiums. And he finishes with, we need a benchmark of what good practice and sustainable emissions look like. So, yes, if it's, you know, if looking at it from a business angle, yeah, the farming, you know, being left out is not good for exporting, where, of course, most of our products go is overseas markets. Like he was just mentioning there, a lot of them, it's going to be tricky for New Zealand to navigate those sort of paths if kind of nothing is really done. So, interesting circumstances at the moment, isn't it? So, but anyway, I'll come back with a bit more after this one, which is by the Pop Art Toasters, which was a band that I think just made an album. They might have toured a little bit. And it was David Kilgore once more with Marta Phillips and a few others. And this song is Circles, which is a cover of, they basically just did covers of 60 songs. And this is a cover of Circles, which is really by The Who. Pop-up toaster circles.
To
That's Circles there by the Pop Art Toasters. Martin Phillips and David Kilgore's take on Who's Number There. And back to the ETS and the Aotearoa's sort of deal with the climate and such obligations. And another article here. Budget cuts to climate funding means New Zealand may now struggle to meet its international obligations. With no new investment to combat climate change in the budget last month, May, a long list of cuts to climate and environment-related areas the government risks damaging its global reputation. The Climate Resilience for Māori initiative has been scrapped, along with Mātanga Māori approaches to agricultural emissions reduction. There's reduced funding for the Climate Change Commission, which advises the government on policies to achieve legislated emissions targets. Freshwater and native forest planting initiatives will be scaled back, along with reduced biosecurity monitoring. There's also cuts to programs to develop a national circular economy and bioeconomy strategy for waste reduction and the Jobs for Nature initiative, which was due to run until 2026. Climate Change Minister Simon Watts affirmed the government's commitment to support New Zealand to reduce emissions and adapt to the future effects of climate change, reflecting an established two-pronged approach through mitigation, reducing emissions, and increasing sinks for greenhouse gases and adaption, such as flood defence for managed retreat, protect communities and infrastructure and things like that. And of course, responding to climate change will require both of these things. But if you look at the priorities of this government, coming out of the budget, there's more appetite for adaption to ensure communities, jobs, industries and homes are prepared to withstand the impacts of climate change. Mitigation seems much less a priority because of, things like regulation industries being delayed. Of course, that includes farming and things like that. And the Climate Change Commissioner reminds us that investing in emissions reduction, which is needed across all sectors, energy, building, transport, food and industry, is an investment in the future. And the longer we wait to cut emissions, the more costs of climate change will compound. Mitigation now alongside adaption is likely to be the most fiscally responsible choice over the long term. So, and of course, New Zealand has obligations under the Paris Agreement and the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change. The Climate Change Minister must set a pledge known as a nationally determined contribution to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which is due next year. And so there's kind of a building pressure to get things doing here, which is kind of not happening at the moment. So, yeah, all these things, they can all sort of snowball into other things, can't they? So I'll probably come back with a bit more on this one as I go through the show. But now I'm going to come back with another one from The Chills called A Rocket Science off their Bad Sugar album.
Compliance, and that's not rocket science. All your
walls. But the silence is compliance, and that's not rocket science. For your silence is compliance, and that's not rocket science. All your silence is compliance, and that's not rocket science. Yes, your silence is compliance, and that's not rocket science.
Rocket Science there, by the Chills, off the Bad Sugar album. And here's another one off the, by the Chills, off the, if I can find it, here it is. I played it a couple of weeks ago. I heard it, they just played it live over in America only like a year or two ago, and it's Underwater Wasteland off the Silver Bullets album.
Thank you.
Underwater Wasteland off the Silver Bullets album by The Chills. And just on the emissions trading scheme thing again, I just want to read this one as well. Where did I just have that? This one. Kate Ackland, who is the Beefland New Zealand chair, and quite rightly says that emissions reductions in the sheep and beef sector are already happening. She says the significant decline in stock numbers as a result of afforestation in the last few years means our sector will likely exceed the current target of a 10% reduction in methane by 2030. And she also adds that our view is that we should be more focused on the outcome we are trying to achieve, the management of agricultural emissions, and be open to solutions and different ways of achieving this. And she says, sheep and beef farmers have reduced their absolute emissions by more than 30% since 1990 and are offsetting a significant proportion of their remaining emissions through the trees and a native vegetation on their farms. Unfortunately, a lot of that's pine trees farming. Don't forget that, though, folks, as well. But much of the sequestration is still not recognised or rewarded, and recent analysis by Ag Research indicates that our sheep production is already warming neutral. So there's lots of different points of views on this. All right, isn't there, as you can pick up from this, and we may do a bit more of this as time goes by. But, yeah, there's certainly some contradictions in there that you probably picked up on that I've been going through. All right, so now I'm going to play another song here, and this one's going to be A Diamond Mine by David Kilgour and the Heavy Eights. And once again, in between Martin Phillips doing the stuff with the Chills, he was part of the Heavy Eights with David Kilgour, and you can kind of hear his influence in this one. And again, it's kind of climate related. Funnily enough, Diamond Mine by David Kilgour and the Heavy Eights, featuring Martin Phillips as one of the Heavy Eights.
We'll be right back.
right, folks, there we are. That was Diamond Mine there by Dave Cougar and the Heavy Eights, of which Martin Phillips was a part of. And that's that's it for the show this week. And we will be back in next week with got a couple of guests in the pipeline lined up. So we'll see you again. Thanks for listening to the Over the Fence show here. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can check out the Over the Fence podcast on Facebook, or Over the Fence, send me a message on Over the Fence Radio Show at gmail.com if you know you want to come on the show, or any feedback, good, bad, otherwise, all good with me. So thanks for listening, and I'm going to get this one off the Scatterbrain album by The Chills called Hourglass. Have a great week, folks. See you next week.
Dark times, nothing left to say. Black holes draining all the light away. Cold stars push them all away. They don't hear anything I need to say. Cacti flower when they die. Each vibrant blossom is a little cry. I looked up, reaching for the sky. The wormholes, they're eating all the time I said bye. A breeze passed, I breathed in a memory from many, many years ago. Lemon light, scented air, the sad sense of lost years, heaven knows where. Do the grains fall through the hourglass? Do the grains fall through the hourglass? Do the grains fall through only when you're counting? Counting, counting. Do the grains fall through the hourglass? Do the grains fall through the hourglass? Do the grains fall through only when you're counting? Counting, counting. Do the years fly by? Do the years fly by only when you're counting, counting, counting? Do the years fly by? Do the years fly by? Do the years fly by only when you're counting?